Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. All my Uber drivers, my Lyft drivers, taxi drivers, I don't know. Why not, right? Train riders, bus riders, patrol people, security folks, hospital workers, everybody. What's up? Hope you're having a good night. Hope you're safe. If you're not, I'll try to help you. I can't help you be safe, but I can have fun. Show gets started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where the NFL team lets people walk off the street and beat them. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You can holler at me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're someone who uses the internet, maybe you're bored, maybe you're an anonymous creep, knock yourself out. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Don't be creepy to me, please. Anyway, we've had a busy show so far. Talked about the college football playoff, or the rankings, I should say. We talked about Carson Wentz being picked up by the Los Angeles Rams. Good for him. We talked about Michigan. It's been reported that they're now pointing at other teams in the Big Ten for cheating. Speaking of cheating, we talked about an NFL linebacker who retired last year to sell Pokemon cards, found out that he was a scammer, and now he's back in the NFL. That's Blake Martinez. We'll see him maybe, probably, Thursday Night Football when his team, the Panthers, take on the Bears. I can't wait for that one. A 1-7 team versus a 2-7 team. Absolutely exciting football. If watching the New York Jets wasn't enough to make you sick last night, get ready for Thursday. Talked about Bill Self. He got himself a new deal in Kansas, giving this dude a lifetime contract. I know he had a heart issue. I hope he can have plenty of years in front of him to go out there and see it. And as we continue on with the show, there are other things I want to discuss. I know Carson Wentz is back in the league. Nobody wanted him for half the year. It says a lot. Will Levis got a new job? That's nice. Aaron Rodgers still running his mouth on a return. George Steinbrenner, or not George, he gone. Hal Steinbrenner talking about the return of Aaron Boone. And then Bill Belichick. Well, can the Patriots really give him the boot in the season? Can they do that? They could. They could do whatever they want, but isn't that a little disrespectful? Is there anything like respect in the NFL? I don't know. And then we got a lot of callers here on the line. And they've been waiting patiently. Patiently. And so let's get on some of these callers. And then I want to talk to you about Will Levis. Because Ryan Tannehill, he done. at least for the Titans. He's going to have to be a backup somewhere else, but we'll get there. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Michelle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michelle?
Evening.
Hey,
no
hello.
Wonder. Hello. I'm just saying, no wonder we all love you so much. Because you are
Why?
Able to articulate and give words to things we are thinking when we hear some of the nonsense some of these people come up with. Such as, I can't appreciate that you're a basketball champion because you're a woman. I'm a man. I could beat you guys. It's silly, I said. And you were able to talk about it and make sense of some of those four people. And I would like to know if this gentleman ever heard about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. If he thinks.
I'm sure he is, but he's a shot. You're referring to Clay Travis, right?
Yeah, the one that was saying, yeah. Give us some men, we can beat you.
He knows Billie Jean King. He's a shock jock. That's what he is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just trying. Well, he was successful then, wasn't he? You guys all shocked with such nonsense.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of people who get paid to push buttons, and we got a lot of people who go for it. So that's the world we live in, Michelle.
Well, that's why we appreciate you, JR, because you give sense to some of this nonsense.
Yeah, I'm not. Thank you, Michelle. I'm not a shot. I'm just a guy sitting here having fun. I don't got to be I got to watch my mouth. You know what I was getting ready to say, Michelle, right?
That's why we love to turn in, because
thank you.
You're having fun and making sense of a lot of stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
so thank you very much.
People don't like what I say, too, but that's fine. They shouldn't. Nobody should agree with me all the time, which is fine.
Well, of course not. We're all human.
That's right.
But for the most
thank
part,
you, Michelle.
You're pretty good. Thank you, dear. Have a good night.
You have a wonderful night. Thank you, Michelle. That was so – thank you, man. I feel nice now. I don't need to do nothing the rest of the – hold on. Let me put my feet up in the studio. Move my water over here and put my feet up here. Michelle told me I'm doing a good job. Hold on a second. I put my feet up.
Well, see, the thing is, as y'all know listening to the JR Sport Brief, he professes never to take your foot off the gas pedal. So JR is up 28-3. What he doesn't want to be.
Whoa.
Is like
what's
those,
up with the Falcons references?
Sorry, too much.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
I just said the team sucks. What are you doing?
Well, they didn't suck. They didn't suck in 2016.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, no, the point is you're up 28-3 right now. But don't take your foot off the gas pedal, JR.
I put my feet up on the studio desk.
And that works. That works too. Now, wait a minute. Do you go the feet or do you go the heel route?
My calves are on the desk.
Well, that's okay. But what I don't think is respectful, well, not that I need to tell you this because you know how to show respect to everybody, is when people put their feet on any kind of furniture that they're nearby.
And chair, all that. Yeah, disrespectful.
Yeah, I was, you know, listen.
Save that for your house.
Exactly. But you see, the thing is, people that take public transportation, as we get later on in the day, people get more liberal in what they want to do with their feet. So by the time you get off work like myself and people maybe listening at home on the Free Odyssey app, if they're putting their feet up on, you know, public transportation, that's now more common than it is in the minority. People all the time past midnight, you will see them put their feet where people should be sitting. It's disgusting.
Oh, people don't have respect for themselves, let alone anything else.
Well, Michelle thinks you have the ultimate respect for everybody, Ben. Here's my question for you, JR. When you rub shoulders with these guys, when you
who's these guys?
Clay Travis, Colin Cowherd, Stephen A. Smith. Guys that say anything to have it stick so they can get attention for 24 hours.
Yeah.
How do you treat them? Like do you kind of just like nod and say like, "Look, we understand like that's your way of playing the game," or do you just have no time for them?
I was going to say these people. I gotta be careful.
Right.
I've never met the other. I've met Stephen A. Smith a couple of times, and it's not that simple. Hey, that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
I think you and I share the same opinion of him. By the way,
I didn't share any opinion.
Okay, fair enough. Then I share a certain opinion. I'll leave it at that.
Man, I didn't say nothing. I'm just a guy. I'm here.
Got it.
Look, he's good. Look, everybody is good at what they do. And everyone has a choice, if you're talented, as to what you want to do. And all three of them, regardless of how you feel about, not you, but if anybody feels about them, they have found success in how they deliver their opinions and thoughts.
Is Jason Whitlock in that category?
In what category?
Say something that is shockworthy, that is the contrarian, And so you get people riled up, and that's what you make a career of doing.
Yeah, he's successful. That's
okay. Gotcha.
Look, I mean, the temperature right now in what has been in media for, I don't want to say, for it's been this way for the better part now, I want to say going on a decade. If you are the loudest person and you can tick people off, and it's what it is. We got a lot of people who are followers, who will follow anything that someone says. And because we have social media now and you can go say anything, there are people who found the formula of pushing buttons. And we got a lot of people who found success that way. So it'd be nice if we can get back to a place where people use a little bit more of their brain power. But I think with technology and social media, I would say that them days are over.
Where's Vince Scully when you need him, JR, huh?
That weird comment, but I think I understand
what
you're saying.
No, that's not – no, what I'm saying is – He was a storyteller. He didn't make it about himself. He made it about the game. He talked about the sport. He invited you in. He wasn't trying to piss anybody off so we could get reaction so a million people could react either negatively or positively.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't trying to steal the show. You get my comment.
Yeah, I do. Right. A little bit different being that was his job as a broadcaster and a host.
Right.
I mean, the talking heads necessarily didn't exist in the same way. They were interviewing people.
Okay, well then think about guys like Dick Schaap, right? What those guys were doing. They were pure journalists, and they were covering the sport, and they weren't making it about themselves. They weren't making them the story.
There's a lot of space and inventory and space and time to fill, and this is what we have. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for not doing that, by the way.
Look, man. I value myself to be a little bit different, so I appreciate that. 855-212-4CBS. Gino is calling from Alberta. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gino?
Hello.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Buongiorno. ¿Qué pasa? Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás?
Why are you mixing up French and Spanish?
Alouette, smoke a cigarette.
Is this Canadian Canadian humor?
No. I speak about a dozen languages. Because where I live now, there's so many different groups of ethnic people playing hockey, football, baseball here. It's pretty funny. But
nice.
I thought I'd call and just give you an update on CFL 101 if you were interested.
I'm not, but go ahead.
Well, there's only 9 teams in the league. We used to have 10 when Baltimore was playing with us. And that was the good old days.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say that, yeah, the Grey Cup will be up here in a week. And they'll be playing outside. And, you know, we've
The CFL season is coming to a close?
Yeah, the Grey Cup
is
coming up here. And
good.
And we do have indoor... And we have outdoors, but many years we played like Minnesota, outdoors. And we even had Bud Grant up here, Warren Moon. And
I know.
You know, beautiful people. So
yeah, I love beautiful
people. I have to thank the Americans that left the NFL, came to the CFL, because I'll tell you, there were some nights at 30 below. Watching those guys play their hearts out was unbelievable. So
you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, Gino.
And then Gretzky, I watched him since day one here, so I got 70 years on you guys.
70? How old are you?
70.
How old are you? You're 70?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What do you drink? You got the voice of a 30-year-old.
Well, if you saw me, people still ask me for ID.
You be rubbing that baby pee on your face, huh?
No, I don't know. Genetics, my grandpa, my grandma, I don't know. But
Genetics are good. Hey, well, listen, Gino, thank you for calling and talking to us about the CFL.
Well, I just hope you're all well, too, and the best. And it's snowing up here, so get your long underwear and we'll go ice fishing.
Long underwear. Okay.
Well, yes. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'll bring the heater.
Chef, what do you call me, an underwear eater? What do you say?
No, he said bring long underwear, and then he'll bring the heater.
Oh. I thought he called me an underwear eater. I said, whoa.
No.
What did this man just say to me?
nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Gino's,
yeah, he's a nice guy.
Gino's good people, man. And he sounds a lot younger than he is.
He's Canadian.
Right.
Come on now. Do you know a mean Canadian? Nobody knows a mean Canadian.
You've had a couple. Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Let me tell you something. Alan, you know, knowledgeable.
He's mean?
He's not mean. But there's a
dark side.
We love Alan on the show.
He's a dark side.
They're like you've referenced people like suffering, and Alan's like, yeah, I mean, I would just keep driving. Like things like that.
Speaking of suffering, the repo man hasn't called us from Detroit.
David,
We're about due for the repo man to call us.
But when he calls in spades.
Well, listen, that man be running for his life at night. Come on.
You can't blame him. I mean, he's doing 5 or 7 a night of those, so.
I was going to say he's stealing cars, but that's it's not right. He's taking the cars back.
Yeah, whatever repossessing we want to put it, yeah.
Uh-huh. 855-212-4CBS. Darius is calling from Savannah. Right down the road from me. What's up, Darius?
From Atlanta. I work in Midtown, but I live in Lawrenceville. So I got like a 35-minute drive to get home.
That ain't no 35 minutes at night. Come on. How fast you going?
Like 80, man. I'm not trying to get a ticket.
There ain't nobody giving you no ticket on 85. What else you got to say?
I'm in a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder. I'm trying to be cool.
Okay.
Man, I love you guys, man. I look forward to listening to the show every night.
Well, thanks. You got anything else? Like what else on your mind? Thank you.
I just like looking forward to listening to the show on the way home and hearing, you know, JR, you, and Chef.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, listen, safe travels on Lawrenceville Highway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm a Bears fan. He sucks.
You're a Bears fan?
Yeah, I'm originally from Chicago.
Ugh. How you feel? Are you going to watch Thursday Night Football, Panthers, Bears? You going to watch that garbage?
No, I'm being worked, but I'm good.
All right, yeah. Don't, just turn it on the radio. I'm happy that you don't got to see it. I got to sit here and talk about it, okay?
All right, I'll listen to you after I get off work.
All right, brother. Well, safe drive on the rest of the way, okay?
All right, thank you.
Peace out. Hit Memorial Drive for me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Damon is calling from Virginia. What's up, Damon?
Not much, JR. Hey, I appreciate your conversation a little earlier with your producer, I believe is Dave, because I was going to say my prime theme was here and now. So I'm going to go to the here and now. How do you feel about those 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles?
Wait a minute. Did you ask me this same question last week?
Nah, it might have been about 2 weeks ago. Nah.
What,
that
when
was
they were 6-1?
No, mean, that was the Phillies. Yeah, that was that was the Phillies. But now
this? I think the Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Is that okay?
Good enough. Good enough.
Look, I'll give you a little bit more in depth, even though I think we went kind of in depth yesterday. I think it is absolutely amazing what the Eagles are doing and how they're winning, especially more recently, while Jalen Hurts has a busted up leg. This man's knee has been bothering him for weeks. He got hit in the leg this Sunday as well against the Dallas Cowboys. Good for him that they have a chance to kind of rest for a week before they take on Kansas City. At least that'll be a good Monday Night Football game. And look, this is great timing. Especially getting ready to take on Kansas City. I don't think anybody would be shocked if we saw them in the Super Bowl again. I'd sign up
for
it. But,
yeah, I actually think it is a good time for that to actually have that bye. And Kansas City coming off the bye, that's what scares me because you know how Andy Reid is off the bye. He's basically perfect.
Yeah. And the other cool thing is that I like how this Kansas City team is different. In most of the years where Patrick Mahomes has been running things, it's been all about the offense and the defense has been kind of mid. And now the defense is one of the best in the league, and the offense isn't number one in regards to putting up points. So it's cool to see how the team has evolved. Yeah, they don't have Tyreek Hill out there, but the fact that they're also still winning, I'm really looking forward to that game. And we
yeah,
just gotta
that,
wait
that
about
defense,
a week.
The things they do are scary.
Yep. All right, well, Dame, thank you for calling from VA, man.
All right, no doubt. Have a good one.
You as well. Let's go from Virginia to the other side of the country. Let's talk to Celeste, caller from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was actually the guy that called two callers ago, kind of stole my thunder, but I was just calling to say I appreciate you. I appreciate Shep and just your honesty and your show. And I love when you say, damn, it cracks me up. But I just wanted to say that I appreciate your candidness, your honesty, and you're just I listen to you every single day, so or Monday through Friday. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you a lot. So
well, thanks.
I wanted to put that out there.
How
of
do
course.
I learned something new today. You like I say, damn, like, what do I say? Like, what am I?
I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like you'll say like something that like maybe shocks you or just kind of annoys you. You're just like, you'll be like, da-da-da, and you're like, damn.
Yep.
And it's just, I can't say it like you, but
Celeste
you say
100%
it like
right.
So great.
Yeah, yeah. Celeste, yeah. He's like, damn.
Yeah. And it just gets you, like, every time. And I love it. I start cracking up. So it's just like, you know, I just wanted to say it's nice. I know I'm a girl, so, like, we don't always listen to sports, but I love sports like anybody. So I just appreciate your candidness and everything you guys do. You and the Good Shepherd, you guys are both an amazing
well,
team.
Thank you.
So
thank
I just wanted
you, Celeste.
To say.
Well, how about them Padres before you get out of here? How you feel about them right now?
I was just going to bring them up. You must have been reading my mind. What do you think about Fernando and Ha-Seong Kim getting those gold gloves?
I don't think – no. I'm not worried about no stinking gold gloves. I want to talk about how the team with Preller is a disaster. Do you think that this team is – like, how the hell – they can't pay their bills.
I have to say this, that I'm bummed out that Bob is gone, but I knew that was going to happen because A.J. Preller just runs the show there, and he doesn't really let anybody else have a word in, and he doesn't – obviously, I don't think he's had a very good track record with his team. He's taken us nowhere, so I'm disappointed that our owner, Peter Seidler, really believes in him, I guess, and is keeping him around. I don't know for how much longer, but we don't need another manager like he's been hiring before Bob. He hired – Andy Green and that other guy, Jace Tingler, like, they were just a joke. Yeah. I'm sorry, but, you know, I wanted Bochy, like I said, but he didn't want nothing to do with Preller, and he went over to Texas, and look what he did.
He
so,
got himself a World Series. It's facts.
That's right. So all I'm right. still hoping. I'm
Thank
still
you,
hoping.
Celeste. What you doing?
Of
you
course.
Driving? You walking? What the hell are you doing?
I'm driving to Lowe's to return some stuff that I bought for my house. It's not going to work out, but I'm parked right now in the parking lot. I know.
Home Depot next time, okay?
I will. You guys take care, okay?
You as well, Celeste. Thank you for calling. Yeah, do Home Depot. I like Lowe's, but I do Home Depot. Shout outs to Home Depot here in Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll get to more of your calls. We're going to talk about Mr. Will Levis, the new starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to all the truckers out there. How the hell you think your groceries get to your house? To the market? How you think you got your clothes? Your car? Everything in your house came off a damn truck. Shout out to the truckers. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Ollevis.com. Congratulations to Will Levis. He didn't have to wait long after also abusing the Atlanta Falcons, almost coming back to beat the Steelers. This man has been named the new quarterback for the rest of the season for the Tennessee Titans. Might as well see what he got. Head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel, he stood in front of the media and he proclaimed Will Levis the man and Ryan Tannehill the backup.
You know, Will's going to be our quarterback, and you know, we're going to go with Will. We think that's the best opportunity for our football team right now, and see where he's at. I think Ryan will progress through here this week. I think, hopeful, to be a backup for us and prepare as a starter. But that's where we're at right now. And I shared that with the team, and you know, had a conversation with everybody involved. So that's what that'll look like. There'll be some moving parts along the offensive line, you know, as we work our way through the week just with health, so won't be able to give you much insight there moving forward.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans are going to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this upcoming Sunday. And I don't know what it is about the Atlanta Falcons. They exist right now for teams to throw out rookie quarterbacks, quarterbacks who walk off the street. They exist just to get walked on by these QBs, as Will Levis is like, hey, I'm facing the Falcons. He has 4 touchdowns, even though I've never thrown a football in the NFL. And congratulations to him. He's a fun dude to watch play. He's throwing a ball all over the place. He's built like a truck. And so anytime he goes out there and engages in anybody, it looks like he can knock them the hell out. I want to see him and Taysom Hill in like a fist fight. I would sign up for that. But let's also be clear. This isn't a move to launch the Tennessee Titans anywhere. This is just a move to see what they have in him and evaluate him for the rest of the year. This is a man who was a second-round draft pick earlier this year, and the Tennessee Titans got a record of 3-5. They ain't turning nothing around. This season is done. It's cooked. Let's just see what he can do and move on. And moving on is exactly what they're going to do with Ryan Tannehill. He's dealing with an ankle injury. That's why he didn't play in the first place. Last season, he had ankle surgery to end the year. Watching him throw the ball in the playoffs is nauseating because I expect an interception. And Ryan Tannehill is going to be 36 years old next season. He's going to be a backup somewhere. He's going to have to hold a clipboard, put on a headset, and maybe be called into action if somebody else gets hurt. But Ryan Tannehill's days with Tennessee are done. And for Derrick Henry, I'm just sad that the dude is still on Tennessee. Like, I want to see him on a contending team. But with Will Levis, they might be contenders. It may take a while into the future. But, hell, what do I know? Maybe he can light things up. We got C.J. Stroud out here who rolls out of bed and is giving you 5 touchdowns out of nowhere. So, we'll see. Congratulations to Will Levis. I certainly hope that he has success. I want to see him be the Tennessee Titans QB. He's a whole lot of fun to watch. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. Calling from the backyard Atlanta here. So as a frustrated Falcon fans, I don't even know if we're in a rebuild mode or not. You see, even the fan base cannot tell if we're in a rebuild mode right now. So my question for you, just very simple. You know, before the season started, the Falcons, you know, they got all this money, they got all the talk, they'd be like, okay, we brought in some, you know, good defense player, yeah. We fixed some holes, and then we brought in pretty much like a young King Henry. And then Arthur Smith promised the fan base that, okay, you know, we pretty much got like a King Henry, and then we're gonna run the ball like that when I was in Tennessee. But, you know, 10 games in this season, we haven't saw the result yet. And my question for you is just very simple. Is Arthur Smith, after that game when we got beat by the third-string quarterback, is he in a hot seat right now? And then second question is very simple. Do you think we Atlanta Falcons still have a chance or time to turn some things around. Like, I know I cannot compare football to baseball, but right. Do you think the Falcons have a chance, like, when they do, like, Ranchers, you know, like 2 years, 3 years?
Well, let me answer a couple of the questions that I can actually remember. It's not too late for them to, quote-unquote, turn the season around. Let's keep – and not that I expect them to win anything, because I absolutely don't. The NFC South is a dumpster fire, okay? The Falcons are right behind the Saints. The Saints are 5-4. The Falcons are 4-5. Somebody with an ass record or a team that's average is going to end up winning. And it might be the Saints. It might be the Falcons. So I'm not going to close the door on them to do anything this season. For Arthur Smith, I find Arthur Blank, the owner, to be very patient. And depending on the rest of the season, unless it's a complete disaster, I wouldn't be shocked if Arthur Smith came back next year. And for the overall for the year, I'm not shocked that this is what the Falcons are doing, because they had a rookie at QB. There was no reason to think positively or negatively with him. Outside of what you might have seen a little bit last year. So they have a squad, but when you don't got a QB, you ain't got nothing. And if you got two QBs, you definitely don't got nothing either. So that's the one thing that they have to figure out, and I hope that they're able to do it while they still have players on offense and defense. I mean, the Drake Londons and the Kyle Pitts, they don't get used, and it's because they don't have a QB to move the ball. Thank you to Kevin for calling from Atlanta. Maybe Heinicke can do it, but we know he's average. He's going to play hard, but he's average. He ain't moving the needle. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of moving a needle, you know who spoke today, right? Aaron Rodgers talked about moving the needle to his recovery. Yes, we have the latest Aaron Rodgers update on the other side of the break. Speaking of a hot seat, how is it even possible that Belichick is on a hot seat? Be disrespectful to fire Bill Belichick, wouldn't it? I guess maybe it wouldn't. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I speak for everyone saying that your show is the best, man. At the end of the day, there's nothing like sitting back, listening to you, and just, you know, life is stressful right now. And I think you calm us all down, and it's nice to just listen to what you have to say.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Unfortunately, we're getting ready. I know we're more than a day out now. Thursday night football. Ugh. Panthers and the Bears. Oh, my God. This is going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. And this is not cool, because last night, Monday night football, we had the Chargers and the Jets. Like, this is the product that we get, right? I don't know. Maybe the biggest story was Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball before the game, Aaron Rodgers walking around. After the game, Aaron Rodgers caught on a hot mic with Derwin James. Hey, when you coming back, man? Soon. Like, whoa, okay. Is Aaron Rodgers just blowing smoke up everybody's behind, or is he really coming back? Like, how you blow out your Achilles and come back this damn soon? I know technology is crazy. Modern medicine is nuts. And, of course, today he gave an update with Pat McAfee on ESPN. Listen to this.
No, we're not back. That's just my stress reliever. That's just me feeling a little bit normal, feeling like, I'm back, a member of the team almost. But no, that's just me relieving some stress and having some fun pregame. Obviously, it's going to be more than a couple weeks.
So a couple's two, a few's three.
Yep.
a Rushmore is four.
I'm aware of this.
Right? So, yeah, I'm just saying, you know,
it's gonna be a few. A pantheon. It's gonna be a few fortnights. It'll be a few fortnights. It's gonna be a process of small gains every single day, and then hopefully there's a chance to have that conversation. Obviously, you know, we got to be in the mix. There's no doubt about it. But more than that, I got to be able to be healthy, to be able to move, to be able to protect myself, to be able to have strength in all the throwing positions.
Let's see. Jets have to be in the mix. The New York Jets now have a record of 4-4 after getting smacked by the Chargers. The Raiders have an opportunity to smack up another New York team, so they take on the Jets. The Bills take on the Jets. The Dolphins take on the Jets. The Falcons and the Jets, somebody's going to have to win that game, even if it's by accident. The Texans and the Jets. I could see C.J. Stroud handing the Jets four touchdowns. Jets and Dolphins again. The Commanders and the Jets. The Jets and the Browns. The Jets probably lose that one. And then the Jets and the Patriots. I don't know. I ain't got no hope for the Jets this year. Why would you? They stink. Offensive line is in shambles. There's a reason Aaron Rodgers is hurt. So what, are you going to have him come back and play behind that crap offensive line? Ain't nobody talking about that. Zach Wilson was sacked, what, 8 times yesterday? Come on now. That's a great segue, too, by the way. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Max Crosby, Defensive Player of the Week. He had 3 sacks, okay? Raiders, end of the day. Beat up on them Giants. 855-212-4CBS. Kurt is calling from California. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
It was about an hour ago that you were talking about female singing divas. And I wanted to get your opinion about what you thought about Sade.
Excuse me? Who?
Sade.
Sade, the sweetest taboo?
Yeah, have you ever seen that live video from San Diego?
I'm just
Ordinary Love?
Yeah, I know. I listen to her music. You called her Sade, and I'm just, my heart is broken.
Why? Did I mispronounce it?
What did you call her?
Sade. Sade. Sade.
Where are you getting this R from?
I don't know. I'm mispronouncing it then, huh?
Yes, Kurt. And it hurts my soul every time you say it. I like you. I like you a lot, Kurt. I'm hurt.
I feel the same way about you, JR. I don't love you, but I do like you. But I can understand
fine.
How you might, you know. I've been listening to her for so long. And when you said that I mispronounced her name, I thought that I pronounced it correctly that it was like a little bit of an R in there. Sade. Is it Sade?
It ain't Sade, bro. Sade.
What is it?
Sade.
Sade.
Yes, not Sade.
Okay, so now I have it correct. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
Anyway, you mentioned something about Wembanyama.
Yeah, not today. Well, go ahead.
No, I understand that. Yeah. It compelled me to go and watch some of his video.
He's nuts, right?
It's not what he can't do. I mean, can do. Is there anything he can't do?
Yeah, well, look like he's going to be busting everybody's ass. He can't do that.
He can finger roll like James Worthy. He can go to the net. He can tip. He can double dribble. He can crossover dribble.
Yeah, you don't want to double dribble.
Three. No, he doesn't want to double dribble. I meant crossover dribble.
Yeah. Like anyway, Tim Hardaway.
Beg your pardon?
No, so like Tim Hardaway.
Off the glass.
No, crossover.
He's a lot like Tim Duncan off the glass.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, Jeff.
Have a good evening.
No, no, you too. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Georgia. What's up, James?
Hey, JR. I wanted to ask what your thoughts were on Justin Fields coming back to the Bears and if he's a redeemable quarterback or if they're still going to be in deep trouble. And also, since we're playing Carolina, what your thoughts were on Bryce Young if they've blown a pick and they're pretty well looking for a quarterback again.
I think it's too early to say that. I mean, typically, I know C.J. Stroud has looked absolutely amazing, especially throwing those 5 touchdowns the other day. I don't think you can just close the door on Bryce Young already. I know you just asked me about Justin Fields, the Bears. I'm not envious of them having to make that decision, especially the fact that he's been hurt. I'm not through with Justin Fields. That's me personally. When it comes to Bryce Young, like, I think it's too early to draw that conclusion, man.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure. I know Carolina's had a lot of trouble, and they're trying to gain traction, you know, and I don't know if it's sort of or deficient in other areas with the team or if he's having struggles of his own as well or what. So I didn't know. I was just wondering how you think they fix the team at this point. You know, I mean, they've had a pretty rough season, so I was just wondering what you think they got to do to try
to
get
the team. They need talent. I mean, I can go ahead and say, hey, here you have what's the wide receiver from the they got him from Minnesota. Everybody's yelling us.
Simon.
Not a white Simon. Wide receiver. What's his name?
Yeah,
somebody help us. Help us. Come on, James. Oh, man.
I'm drawing a blank on him, but
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The veteran. I thought they were actually going to trade him. But the fact is, look, he got drafted to an ass team. There's a reason that they were able to draft him, and they need to develop talent around him. I think that's a number one. Not everybody gets drafted, and there's a reason why you end up drafted to a bad team because they're bad. And for a quarterback, there ain't no guarantees you're going to turn things around automatically, man.
Yes, so I guess they just got to keep rebuilding next year as well, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's going to take a couple of years. Thank you, James. Yes. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
No doubt about it. Oh, man, how am I drawing a blank? Chef, what's the guy's name? You know the guy's name?
I'm drawing a blank too, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Adam Thielen?
Yes, okay. There you go.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Adam Thielen. Like, come on, Adam Thielen is the guy.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he has. He's a little bit on the older side. Having a good season, though. But, yeah, Adam Thielen. Come on. What do you expect from a team that just took a rookie QB? What are they supposed to do? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Somebody's been around a long time, too. Bill Belichick. Seemed like Patriots fans are sick of him. We're going to talk about it. And Craig Counsell, people hate his guts now. It's not nice.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Well, where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
The Curse. Series premiere streaming November 10th on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears...
Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.